to some scripture in the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to John. I want to read just a couple of verses. These verses were a record of a conversation that was going on between Jesus and the Pharisees while Jesus was here on the earth. And he was talking with a group of Pharisees. Of course, most of them didn't. But he was talking to these Pharisees and talking to people that did not believe that he was the Christ. And the statement that he made to them, and I thought about this, and I wanted to make point of the simplicity of the statement that I want to read. I began to read the Bible, the best that I remember. There were probably times before that, perhaps, in my younger years, but the best I remember, I began to read the Bible when I was a teenager. And I began to study the Bible when I was in my early to middle 20s. It's when I really began studying the Scriptures. And I could take the Bible and I could take you to place after place, verse after verse, that through the years that I have struggled to understand what was really being said. But the verses that I want to read today, as far as I'm concerned, there's just no mistake about what Jesus was saying to these people. And so please look at John chapter 8, beginning with verse 23. John 8, verse 23. And he, that being Jesus, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And that's the two verses that I wanted to read this morning for my scripture text. I want to use from the 24th verse, I want to use four words that Jesus spoke here as a title for the message this morning. And that being, if ye believe not. And as I said, it's very apparent what the Lord was telling these people. And what he told them there in that day that Jesus actually stood here on the earth and had that conversation that day with those Pharisees that were unbelievers, what he said to them holds true for the unbeliever today. Jesus said, if you do not believe, you will die in your sins. That's not hard to understand. It's pretty clear what Jesus was saying. If you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to die lost and without Him. And I want to ask you that are here today that are lost to seriously consider with me today what Jesus said here was going to be the great penalty that would be paid for failing to believe in Him, to believe on Him. I find this in the Scriptures, and men through the years have clouded this by teaching many different things. The verse that we hear so often, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end of that doesn't lead to life. The end thereof are the ways of death. And so people have taught and presented many of their own ways throughout the years. But I find this to be very apparent in the scriptures, that everybody that makes it into the joys of heaven, everybody that will experience the great bliss of that land, will, everyone will be there because of the same thing. There won't be anybody in heaven that will be there because that they performed some great act while they were here on the earth. There won't be anybody in heaven that will be there because of things perhaps that they abstained from while they were here on earth. And I've told you this before, that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we ought to try to live moral lives while we're here. The children of God certainly ought to strive for that, among many other things. We ought to live moral lives and godly lives. But we won't be in heaven because of that. Nobody will be in heaven because of what they've done. We will all be there for the same reason. Everybody that will spend an eternity with God will do so because they repented of their sins and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And that'll be the only reason that anybody will be there. On the other hand, everyone who will spend an eternity apart from God, apart from His love, apart from His great mercy, everybody that will spend an eternity in the torments of hell will be there for the same reason. Everyone. And that is because they failed to believe, because while they had time and opportunity, they failed to repent of their sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There won't be anybody in hell because they were, while they lived in this world, because they were guilty of murder, or because they were guilty of robbery, or because they were guilty of drug abuse or alcohol abuse, etc., etc., and the list goes on. There won't be anybody there because they were guilty of those things in this life. It will be because they failed. It'll be just exactly what Jesus said it would be, because they failed to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say this, and I want you to know that in this and in these thoughts, when the Lord impressed these on my heart, that you were very much in my mind. And some of you that are here today, as far as we know, you're lost. You have no testimony of being saved. If you have it, we haven't heard it. And let me say this, let me interject this right here. If you have been saved by God's grace and you have never testified of that and made it known, shame on you. And I mean that, shame on you. That is not something that you ought to keep hidden. That's something that if that has happened to you, you ought to let the world know about it. You ought to be willing to testify for Jesus. And I'll say this, if the Lord has been gracious enough to save you and you haven't made it known, you're dishonoring the Lord. That's all there is to it. You're dishonoring Him. But for those of you who have not been saved, and some of you, as far as we know, have been in that condition for a while, you know, all I can do, All I can do is, as a preacher and as the pastor of Fairview Memorial, when I stand before you, all that I can do is preach the word, preach the truth to you, and pray for you. And that's all that the church can do is be sure that you hear the truth. I mean, that's our commission, isn't it? That people would hear the truth. And so that's all that we can do is be sure that you hear the truth and pray for you and ask God to be merciful to you is all we can do. Whether or not you make heaven your home is left up to you. It's left up to you. God will provide and has provided the way for everybody that would be saved to be saved. God has provided everything. There's not anything that God has left undone. I mean, it's complete. God's plan of salvation is complete, and He made a way for everybody that will come to Him to be saved. But whether or not you're going to experience that, friend, is going to be up to you. It's going to be up to you whether or not you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ or whether you will fail to do so. And however that it ends up is going to be up to you. Now, I'm not saying that you can save yourself, and I don't mean that. Only God can save. But whether or not you get it, as the saying is today, the ball is in your court. Jesus told these Pharisees, and you know, I believe that time and chance, time and opportunity happens for everybody. There won't be anybody, and I know there's a lot of questions that people can come up with. Well, what about this and what about that? But I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, that time and chance comes to all. God gives everybody an opportunity to seek Him and to be saved. Everybody. And whether or not you do that, I remember reading, I believe it's in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, in the first verse, the question is asked, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Listen, there are those of you here today this morning, as we already said, that are, as far as we know, you're lost and without God. You've heard the truth. You've heard time after time of what you must do in order to be saved. Have you believed the report? Have you turned to the Lord? Have you gone to Him to seek Him for salvation? And friends, listen, that's something that nobody can do for you. This church can't do that for you. The preacher can't do that for you. Don't ever let anybody mislead you or deceive you in that, because there are people in the world that will tell you that they can. There are people in this world that will tell you that they can help you to get saved, that if you will do what they tell you to do, that you will be saved. But I'm here to tell you today, just like Jonah said long ago, that salvation is of the Lord. God is in control of that. God's the only one that has grace to give. God's the only one that can extend His mercy to you. And the only way that you're going to get it is to believe in Him. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. If you don't, there won't be anything that anybody can do to prevent it. If you don't, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to die without God. If you don't believe to the saving of your soul, you're going to die without God, and you're going to go headlong into hell, and you're going to split hell wide open, and you're going to spend an eternity there separated from the love and the mercy of God and from all those saints who prayed for you throughout the years, and you are never going to have an opportunity again. If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to die lost and without Him. That is the gospel. That is the truth. That's the bottom line. That's what that is. That is the bottom line. There's people in the world today, and there have been for many years, and I know you've heard this many, many times, but you know what? I'm going to preach it again. There's people in the world today that believe your sins can be washed away in water. There's people in the world today that believe that if you just try to live a good life and be a good person, that everything will be okay, you know, when it comes time to die, that God will take you into heaven if you're a good person. I want to tell you something. None of those things are supported by the Scriptures. The Bible tells us very plainly that it's by grace that we are saved through faith and not that of ourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Listen, you can be, you can strive to be the best person that you can be. And you know what I believe? I believe everybody ought to try to look out for their neighbor. I do. The Bible teaches us that. Everybody ought to try to see, as the Bible says, that their neighbor dwelleth securely by them. Everybody ought to try to look out for their neighbor. Every mother and father ought to take good care of their children. Everybody ought to be faithful to their spouse. We ought to all live our lives this way, but it's not those things that get us into heaven. And if you fail to believe, you know what? I've talked to a lot of people. I really have. I've talked to a lot of people that are confused, and they say, well, I don't think I'm going to be saved because I've been so bad. I've been such a bad person. I've done so many bad things. And I don't think I'm going to ever be saved because I'm not worthy of it. And you know what I say? You know what, friend? You're absolutely right. You're not worthy of it. And none of us are worthy of it. And we have all sinned. Listen, it doesn't make any difference exactly what we've done. The Bible has concluded all under sin. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we all stand guilty before a holy, just, and loving God. Every one of us stand guilty before Him. Every mouth needs to be stopped. And all the world stand guilty before God, because that's what we are. We're guilty before God, and we're in need of His grace. And the only thing, I'm going to stand in heaven one day. Thank God for that. I'm going to be able to stand there to be in heaven one day, there in the presence of God, and enjoy the beauty of that land forever and forever. But there's only going to be one reason that I'm there, and that's because God was merciful to my soul. Because I turned to Him one day. Brother Ronnie sang about his experience 34 years ago. Mine took place about 36 years ago. One night, calling on the name of God. Nothing to offer Him. Nothing to give Him. Nothing that I could use to purchase His grace. Y'all that have been saved know what I'm talking about, don't you? Didn't have a thing to give God. Didn't have anything to trade Him. Didn't have anything to offer Him. I just knew that I was lost. I knew that I was, experiencing this great spiritual pain. I knew that I was separated from God, and I just came before Him, and I just begged God to have mercy upon me. I begged Him to save my soul, and God helped me in that hour to believe on Him to the saving of my soul. And when I appear in His presence one day in heaven, that's going to be why that I'm there. It's going to be why I'm there. And if you don't make it, friend, it's going to be because you failed to do that. That's what Jesus told us here. If you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. If we look in John chapter 3, and in the Gospel of John, He said a lot about faith. He said a lot about believing. John chapter 3 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And it goes on in John chapter 3, verse 18, and it says, "He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And listen, friend, you need to understand that. You need to understand how you stand presently before God. Jesus didn't say that he that believeth not will one day be condemned. He said he that believeth not is presently condemned. He's condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But right now, while you have the opportunity, there is pardon available. There is pardon available. There'll never be anybody acquitted. The Bible says that God will not acquit the wicked. You know, in our legal system, you know the difference between an acquittal and a pardon? When somebody is acquitted of a crime, it was determined that they were never guilty in the first place. When somebody is pardoned, they were found guilty, and mercy was extended to them. And that's what we have hope for in God. The Bible teaches us that God will in no wise acquit the wicked, and he won't. We, as I said a moment ago, we all stand guilty before a holy and a just God, and there will be no acquittals. But thank God, what we read in the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah, thank God that he will abundantly pardon. God will have mercy on your soul, lost friend. You know what? He will have mercy on your soul today if you'll come to him in repentance and faith. He will have mercy on your soul today if you will meet his conditions. But if you don't believe on him and you stand condemned already because you haven't, if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to die in your sins. You're going to die with sin to your charge. You're going to die without God's mercy. You're going to die without his pardon. And you're going to do so because you failed to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote in Romans 10, we find it recorded, "With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness." It's not what we believe simply with our mind or with our intellect. And Jesus wasn't teaching that here. I guarantee you he wasn't. Jesus wasn't teaching here when he said, "If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." He wasn't teaching them that in order to be saved, that all they had to have was a mental belief of who he was. He was telling them that if they don't have that, there's no place to go from there. If they don't have that, if they don't believe that he is, then they're going to die in their sins. But the scriptures go on and tell us that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And it's not with the mind, it's with the heart that man believes unto righteousness. I mean, it's from the very inward man that we believe to the saving of the soul. I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't have a clue how to try to make it any plainer. You've got to trust the Lord with all that is in you to be saved. You've got to trust the Lord. You've got to turn to him in complete unfeigned faith in order to be saved. If you don't, friend, you're going to die in your sins. And there's not a thing in the world that anybody but you can do about it. Because It's you that has to turn to God. It's you. All of us stand individually guilty before the Lord. And it's you that has to turn to Him and seek Him for His mercy, or you're going to die lost and without Him. Brother Ronnie, let's have a song. If you're here today and you're lost, you need the Lord. You need to be saved. You need that more than you need life itself. You need salvation. And the only place to get it is at the feet of Jesus. So while we stand and sing, we invite you to turn to the Lord and seek Him to be saved.
Number 3.